So thank you to everybody for organizing and inviting us to such a beautiful simcha. The chasana was magnificent. It was truly a beautiful, beautiful simcha. We magish the shechina, and it was very, very memorable. And we're so excited once again to be a part of this amazing simcha. Just a short thought on marriage, shalom bayis. It's Purim, and mishenach nasadam arvim simcha. It's Rosh Chodesh already. There are many ways to look at the Megillah, and there's so many things which are going on. And many things can be overlooked. But one way to take a look at the Megillah in a very interesting way is a story about the Shalom Bayis, and how so. Because Chazal tell us that although the Megillah says that Mordechai, he took Esther as a daughter because she was orphaned at a young age, Chazal make a drasha, and they say, Mordechai lokach la labas, he took her as a daughter, al tikr labas al abayis, that he really took her to be a wife. And it's very interesting when we take a look at the Megillah to understand that we have this Mordechai, we have this Esther, and Esther is taken to the palace, and now she's married to Ahasuerus, but really Esther is married to Mordechai. And what we see here is that the Eitzah, this tactic of Haman, of creating this beauty pageant, of having Esther taken to the house of Ahasuerus, was really in a very deep way to create a separation between Mordechai and Esther. There was something very powerful about the relationship between Mordechai and Esther, which was a threat, to what Haman represented, the culture of Ahasuerus, and everything which they stood for, because the power of a Jewish home is something which is not just a nice relationship, two people getting along and having children, building a home. In a very deep way, what Shalom Bayis means in a very deep way is the inyan of the Shechina. That it becomes a place for the Shechina to reside. And when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then the Jewish home becomes the main place for the Shechina to find itself because it has nowhere to be. And it's searching for a home. And when it finds a home where the husband and the wife, that there's Shalom in the home, and it's based on the morals and the foundations of the Torah, so the Shechina finds a home there. And when we try to understand and we look at the time frame in which the Nes of Purim took place, it occurred after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Shechina was searching for a home. And the home which it found was the home of Mordechai and Esther. And that was a very big threat to Haman and Ahasuerus and Vashti, who worked tirelessly to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash should not be rebuilt. But it found a home and a place by Mordechai and Esther that should be a little bit of a Beis HaMikdash. So that's, interestingly, why when the Megillah says that Mordechai married Esther, it doesn't say that he took her as a wife. It says that he took her as a home. What it means that he took her as a home is that it wasn't just the marriage between the husband and the wife. It was that he found in her and he saw in her a place to be a home, a bias for the Shechina to reside. And when we take a look at the dynamic between Mordechai and Esther and the way that they deal with each other and they converse with each other in the Megillah, that's very strongly contrasted with the chaos which we find between Ahasuerus and Vashti. Ahasuerus tells Vashti to come out to the party in an obscene request. She refuses. He has her killed. And also the dynamic between Haman and Zeresh, that she gives the interactions which we find in the Megillah is that Zeresh says to Haman, why don't you hang Mordechai on a tree? And then it doesn't work out. And then Haman says to Zeresh, I'm so famous, I'm so wealthy, I got this, I have this. If you take a look, we don't just see conversations here. We're seeing a very deep contrast between the relationship between Mordechai and Esther and the relationship and how Ahasuerus and Vashti and Haman and Zeresh. So that's why we say, Baruch Mordechai, Brucha Esther. It's not just a bracha which we say about these tzaddikim, these tikkunios. We're saying that Mordechai and Esther as a husband and wife, Baruch and Brucha, the bracha is there. Whereas Vashti and Ahasuerus, although they're not mentioned in Shoshanas Yaakov, at least according to the way that we say it, and others do mention it, but we say Haman and Zeresh, Arur and Zeresh, and Ar Haman, it's talking about the relationship, that the relationship was one of a klala. It wasn't a place in that dynamic for the Shechina, obviously, to find itself in much, much worse. And this is something which is very important when we speak about Klal Yisrael and Golos, that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, that the Jewish home becomes the Beis HaMikdash, and when we think about relationship in that way, that's why in the Megillah, whenever it refers to Zeresh, it says Zeresh Ishto. Zeresh was the wife of Haman, and that's how he looked at her. But when it refers to Mordechai and Esther, it says Bayis. It says it was a home. She represented much more than just a wife. It was the symbol of, this is the person in my life who brings a Shekhinah into the home. When Klai Yisrael go down into Golas, in the beginning of Parsha Shmos, the very first Golas of Bnei Yisrael are coming into Mitzrayim. It says, Ve'ele Shmos Bnei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayim, Eis Yaakov Ish Ubeiso Ba'u. That they came down, Ish Ubeiso. That they came down as families, they came down as a unit, they came down as a husband and a wife, which is called Ish Ubeiso. Ish Ubeiso. Like Rabbi Yossi says in the Gemara, I never called my wife Ishti, I always referred to her as the bias, because it was a term of respect to show that this is much more than just a relationship between husband and wife. It was something which incorporated and included much, much more than that. So, you know, I like to say Ramazim and to say Gematrias. I like to do Chasen and Kala, I just didn't get around to do it this time. But you find Ve'ele Shmos, which is when Bnei Yisrael are going into Golas, these first words, as it concluded, Ish Ubeis Hoba'u, so Ve'ele Shmos is Gematria Shalom Bayis. With the Shalom Bayis, that's how Klai Yisrael went into Golas, as a family, as a unit, because in Mitzrayim it wasn't going to be easy, but if the home is a strong place, if it's built on the morals and the foundations of Torah Mitzvahs, then it's Machzik Ma'aman, it's able to keep out the Mitzri culture, the Yavani culture, the Babylonian culture, the American culture, whatever it is, it's able to be strong and to be able to be a place for the Shekhinah to reside. And that's why we said before, that you can look at the Megillah as a perspective of relationship, of one which is not just the story of Klal Yisrael in Paros and Madai, and how they were able to overcome Haman and to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Eventually, they did. And it was through the efforts of Mordechai and Esther, because they were just taking the Shekhinah in their home and bringing it into a bigger place. So that's why Kriyas Megillah is also Gematria Shalom Bayis. Because you could see from the Kriyas Megillah itself a story of Shalom Bayis, although you may not be able to see it the way until you come to Shavuot Brachos. And lastly, since it's Rosh Chodesh, and since Rosh Chodesh Adar, so we say Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. That when Adar comes in, it's a time of tremendous Simcha. So we know the Sfarim tell us that Adar also represents an Indian of Shalom Bayis, and this is why. The Sfarim say that Adar is Aleph Dar. We spoke about this in the women's shir last week. Aleph Dar, which is Adar, means that the letter Aleph is Dar, that it resides. Adira is a place of a home. Aleph Dar. So the tzaddikim say that if you take the letter Adar, the letter Aleph, and you take a look at it, so there's a Yud on the top, and there's a Yud on the bottom, and there's a Vav which runs in between. And what that means is that the Yud on the top and the Yud on the bottom is a husband and a wife. And the Vav is always a letter of Chibur, of connection. The Vav represents the connection between the higher Yud and the lower Yud. The higher waters and the lower waters. This combination is what the Aleph represents, and that's why Aleph is a letter of unity. It's a letter of oneness, because that's what Adar is. That's what Aleph is. Aleph, Hashem is called Aluf Shel Olam, and you can't be one unless you encompass many things. If you're just the number one, that's not a real one. You have to be one in a way that you're able to bring many together into one place. So that's why Adar, especially Adar Sheni, which is the month which is now upon us, in Kabbalah, it incorporates all the months of the year. Because there's really 12 months, but now there's 13. So 13 is Gematria Echad, and that's why it's the 13th month, and incorporates all the months of the year. And that's this what's called the Aleph Dar. It becomes a Dira, that there could be oneness, where the Aleph, with the Shekhinah, could reside. And when you have that, you have everything. So if you take Shalom Bayis, and this is a hard one, and you make a milui out of it, which means that if you spell out the letter Shin, the letter Vav, the letter Lamed, Mem, Beis Yotaf, because you know every single letter has many letters. Like a Shin is Shin Yun Nun, right? And Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalet, and so on and so forth. So if you take that, Shalom Bayis, and you make a milui, it's Gematria Mishenichnas Adam Arbim B'Simcha. That it should be a home which represents a Beis HaMikdash. Aleph Tad, the Shekhinah Shalah, we should be Zayah, we should be Zayah to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Binyan Yaminu.